Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Mr. Anonymous. This is the third video I'll be making for him. Someone recently sent me an article called "Sex Dream Women Are Exposing a Horrifying New Sex Trend That Proves Why Many Would Rather Be Single," unquote. The idea is that it's mostly straight men that are abusing women on dating apps. Wah. What is their crime exactly? These men go from warm and flattering to cold and abusive. One guy that dated a woman and slept with her said, "You were overweight and crushing me." I guess when they met, she actually crushed his crotch in bed. That's not exactly an abusive comment now, is it? He was just pointing out the basic physics of gravity. Well, ladies, this is what you get when dating the Chads on Tinder. Sleeping with them and then you have zero recourse in the real world with regards to their antics. There are usually zero consequences for such men because she doesn't know his friend circle and family, so she can't shame him for smashing and dashing her gash. Women's attempts to expose the attractive men they slutted up with might backfire in their faces, because they are violating the terms of service and privacy of such men. Besides, I don't think this technique will work. Hot guys will just move on to their next fatty victim, bang her and then destroy her self-esteem by saying things like, "Your awful looks don't match up with your terrible attitude." I noticed back in 2014 that women that were 50 to 100 pounds overweight were beginning to act like all that and a bag of chips, after they devoured many, many bags of chips. In the past, if you were dating someone, they would need to be polite while blowing you off by saying things like, "It's not you, it's me." But the best-looking men aren't even bothering with that anymore. They're saying, "It is you, and you crushed my groin, fatso." They could just say they're sorry, "You're not my type," but you know that these guys these women are sleeping with don't care anymore. They're probably pissed off because these women were lying to them about their looks on the dating profile and took pictures from up high to hide their hefty girth. The guy shows up and sees a hoe that looks more like a so, and probably says, "I guess it's all right if I have more cushion for the push-in just for one night." They smash those women and then regret it in the morning. The woman contacts him back and says, "When are we going out on our next date?" But he just wants to get rid of her, and the fastest way to do so is to call her fat and unattractive. If he does the whole "it's not you, it's me" routine, then she won't go away that easily. He wants her big butt gone ASAP. Chad don't care. He can dump his emotional baggage onto her and it won't affect his ability to connect with the next woman. Women don't like being used as emotional tampons, so now they actually want to retaliate in a pathetic way, by shaming these men that talk to them in bad ways on the internet. But as I was saying, the internet is a big place, and the odds of anyone seeing his comments in real life and pictures are slim to none. Unlike many of the women posting their revenge posts for being shamed because they themselves aren't slim at all. That's what these women are doing. They're putting out revenge photos claiming that these men acted inappropriately. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, the War on the West. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to you as a man destroying a woman's self-esteem after you sleep with them as part of the whole Thought Be Gone maneuver clown world show. Women are claiming that these men are abusing them. But how many women were abusive to these same men while they were younger? It's just the hoove is now on the other foot. They're getting a taste of their own medicine and they don't like it. These men that are putting them down are like sharks smelling their desperation in their oversized, stretched out, and stenched out vaginas, and are laying the criticism down thick after laying down their chubby custard launchers into fat women's guts. The women are pissed off and they want men to read this article and get scared that women will expose them now and shame them for their scandalous behavior, that some of the other women won't actually want to be with them. Like that's ever going to happen. Again, you can't shame Chad. There's a lineup of women waiting to basically get on that man ride. His good looks shut down their reason and rationality, don't you know? Just like no matter how many men put down a woman that's a 10, she's never going to have any problems getting a date. Women are writing articles like this and are just in damage control mode after being verbally smashed by Chads after they smashed them from behind. But their actions are the equivalent of putting a band-aid on a bullet wound, and then virtue signaling that the person shooting them will be sorry that they did it. Women are also pissed off because they are presented with a bait-and-switch maneuver. these men were flattering them one moment, and suddenly they changed the attitude the next. And many of these women, all they can do is say is moo. The guys that are criticizing these women on Tinder are saying things like, I'm not attracted to your body. You're crushing my nuts. Or sometimes, according to the article, exchanges like this, and I quote, the exchange begins with a text that reads, I'm really effing liking you. Like, wow, holy shit. You're just the most beautiful girl. But a handful of messages in the male texter's tone takes a sharp turn, unquote. This could mean that the guys doing the texting were actually rejected by women. So they're now creating fake profiles with attractive looking men in them, probably faces that they pulled off of stock photography pages, and then pretending to be a Chad Roan, and intentionally getting women's hopes and dreams up only to dash them. I think that that would make an awesome series of videos. Of course I won't do that, but many guys watch videos on my channel, especially when the titles imply that women are suffering in some way. So what if an incel pretends to be a Chad and then dumps all of the negativity that he gets from women in his own life, his day-to-day life, back onto women on the internet? I think it's a great idea. Remember, when someone treats you poorly, most of the time, those negative emotions don't just dissipate into the ether. Instead, you transfer that angst onto another person by putting them down. I think it'd be awesome to watch disgruntled guys putting women down in this way, returning all of their negative emotions back to them. When you have a society where women don't want the beta males, or should I say average delta males, then those men will build up resentment in their hearts and take it out on women in society in general. The less options men have, the more angst they're going to feel, and the more likely they'll mess with the minds of women online. I think it's a combination of incel men insulting women to get even with being treated poorly by them, as well as Chads treating women poorly because they can get rid of them that way as quickly as possible, and then move on to their next sexual conquest. Men are increasingly taking on one catty-like woman behavior after another to retaliate against women. If a woman you slept with later on told you that she just wasn't into you because you didn't make enough money, or you were just a little bit too chunky, then you wouldn't see guys writing articles about that now, would you? They wouldn't be shaming women for pointing out their spare tires after getting laid. Yet women feel the need to do that, and men don't. Well, at least men didn't until now. It's stuff like this that's going to eventually cost us our anonymity online one day. Women will demand to be able to police bad male behavior, even if they themselves are allowed to behave in the same way. Governments and corporations will bend their knee to the almighty cooch, and eventually men won't be allowed to behave like this anymore to protect the overprotected whammies. I suspect that if male behavior is successfully policed on social media networks, you'll start to see private ones form, where men can basically vent their frustrations. Women will once again complain about those and get those banned and censored too. Then men will create mesh networks using their cell phones to talk to one another in their local cities. Again, women will complain about that too, and device manufacturers along with governments might implement some sort of social credit score system to punish you for saying bad things about women on their devices. After that, men might actually be going back to talking to one another in bars and pubs, as a last resort, or for a walk. But if China is an indication of the future, then you'll need to keep your phones on you at all times. And if you're caught without them in public, then the government will ticket you and send you back home to get your phone. That way they can monitor anything you say to other people in public. Those are the steps I see going forward. Women have to control the social discourse, and if they don't, then they make life progressively more difficult and take our freedoms away one after another, until we stop talking about them and saying naughty things to them. Of course, they will still be allowed to belittle us and mock us with mostly impunity. I'm sure that once in a while a woman like Amber Turd will be made an example of to make men feel vindicated. But for most men, women's tongues may be small, but the trouble they cause will be very big. Women like to get a guy to lower his emotional defenses, thus making him vulnerable. And that's really a shit test that he's failed, and so she punishes him emotionally for it. Now men are using the same methods, flattering women about their fab mammaries so they can ride them a couple of times, and then telling them that they're so big that when they run around topless, if they run around quickly enough, they can just flap about enough to gain some lift, to take them off the ground. Men are dashing their hopes and expectations in addition to smashing their gashes. If women take away enough of our freedoms, then men will start leaving the West entirely, and heading to countries that still have freedoms. Recently, I read a story about people in Mexico City, complaining about Americans coming into their city, gentrifying it, and pushing up real estate prices, and making life unaffordable for the locals. There are signs up telling the gringos to go home. It's ironic because Mexicans have been coming to the United States now for decades. Americans are going to a place like Mexico to be more free. You see the same sorts of issues in Eastern Europe, but that's only a temporary solution. Eventually, women policing the internet will be everywhere. Eventually, I see more men than ever just ghosting society entirely, moving out into the middle of nowhere with no internet coverage so they can't be tracked, and so they don't risk having their lives ruined by a state gone mad. Recently, the channel I follow called WCAM Studios just packed up his life in California and moved to Alaska into the wilderness. He got tired of the feces and madness all over the streets. Another guy bought an abandoned gold mine on the Nevada-California border and says he just wants to get away from people. Women don't like men going their own way. But they haven't seen anything yet when men decide to leave society entirely, so they no longer have to deal with women's physical or digital reach, either by leaving the country entirely or by going to remote parts of where they live. They could even log in from an uncensored Mexican internet service provider using a VPN, and still treat women poorly that way. Women will probably just push to criminalize such behavior when they make up the majority of politicians one day. We find it funny now, but in a future like that, imagine a situation where calling a blubbery beluga-sized babe fat lands you into jail. A verbal abuse will be called assault. For now, all they can do is use shaming language ineffectively against us. But in the future, making fun of women will get you into way worse problems. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the generous donation, and I hope you like this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that above-average men smash and dash fatties and freaks with fluorescent hair, and then dash away leaving them with emotional abuse damage. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the alpha widows that are actually trying to play the part of the black widow and devour you financially away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.